chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
当弟兄姐妹们还在站立的时候，我们想请中文先念《腓立比书》，我们第三章从第一节念到第十一节，《腓立比书》第三章从第一节念到第十一节，我们找到的话，我们就用中文先一起念。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。应当防备犬类，防备作恶，防备妄自行割的，因为真受割礼乃是我们以这神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠我第八天受割礼。我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会，就律法上的义说我是无可指责，只是我以己权为我的义，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因为我用基督耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，晓得他的死，或者我也可以从死里复活。
And the English readers, if you join me now, Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the false circumcision, for we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh, although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh. If anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more, circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were given to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, in for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Amen. 请坐。
请坐。
My wife is teaching Sunday school this morning to 5-year-olds to about 10-year-olds.
我妻子是在今天是在教会里面主日的时候教导这些五岁到八岁的这些孩子们，十岁。
And she's teaching about God's having to speak through a donkey.
她在这里教他们的时候，正好说神可以借着这个驴子讲话。
And the emphasis is upon hearing God and obeying Him. So the children are going to hear about hearing God and obeying Him.
所以重点需要抓住，就是说我们要能够听见，注意听见神的话。
而且能够顺服他的话，照着他的话去做。
If God can speak through a donkey, He surely can speak through me.
因为神能够跟驴子的可以讲话的话，他一定和我们也能够讲话。
So we trust Him today in Philippians to be accurate, to be true to the word, so that what will come out will be truth and meat for us to eat.
所以我们也相信神会借着这个腓立比书向我们说话，我们里面能够得到它里面我们所要的食物，作为我们食物里面的东西，我们都能够接受到。
In order to own a book in the Bible, I believe one of the best ways is to try to teach it.
如果你真正能对这个圣经非常熟悉的话，你要非常熟悉的话，你真正的是通过去教圣经。
Or to lead a group in the studying of the word.
或者你在小组里面带领查经，学习圣经。
God has put me in the book of Philippians for a number of months.
所以神想借着我在这个教这个腓立比书已经有好几个月了。
And one of the key words, as I've said on at least several meetings, rejoice is one of the key themes in the book of Philippians.
当我在教这个腓立比书的时候，我其中抓住一个最重要的一个主题，就是喜乐。
I've showed you that Paul has been chained to a new guard every 8 hours, and yet he is joyful.
我也给你们演示过，就是保罗，他每八个小时之后和那个罗马的兵丁御兵用链条拴在一起。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to learn more about joy, then read the 4 chapters in Philippians.
如果因为保罗虽然和有链条给他拴在一起，他仍然有喜乐。如果你真正要了解这个喜乐的话，你要把前面的四章，就腓立比书的四章好好的看。
And if you read it often enough and invite the Holy Spirit to teach you through it,
如果你常常的读，靠着圣灵去带领你去读的话，
I should be able, or people should be able, to see the joy sometimes on your face.
所以我自己包括你们也是一样，如果读的话，真正能够明白的话，能够从我们的脸上能够看出来我们里面的喜乐。
And to see joy in your actions.
也能从过这你的所作所为里面看到你里面有这样的真喜乐。
Earlier we said the difference between joy and happiness is that joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that is grown inside the Christian.
我们前面有提到过喜乐和高兴这个两个的区别，就是喜乐它是圣灵在里面的结的果子出来的。
Joy is not dependent upon pleasant and happy outside circumstances.
这个里面的喜乐它并不与外界的状况形式的发生或者什么事件的发生有关系。
In contrast, happiness is temporary and it tends to be based upon happy or favorable circumstances.
如果讲到高兴，这个事呢，一般是比较短暂的，它是和与周围所发生的事情是连在一起的。
Happiness doesn't last and it moves up and down according to what's happening to us.
根据周围的环境的情况，它有的时候很高兴，有的时候就会不高兴。
And so if you look around the world, you will see a lot of unhappy people who are basing their happiness on the things that are happening around them and inside them too.
所以我们在看这世界上有很多的人，我们实际上是不喜乐的，他们的根据周围所发生的情况特别是不幸的事情，他们的更加是没有任何的喜乐在里面，高兴。
So Paul reminds the Philippian Christians, and he reminds us that rejoicing in the Lord is a regular way of life.
所以保罗在这里特别借着腓立比书提醒我们，这个喜乐在主里的喜乐，这是我们正常基督徒应当所生活出来的。
And it can move into a habit or a habitual manner in which we will flow with the joy that God can give us, and it will come out and it will be seeable. You can see it sometimes.
所以这要成为我们一个真正的一个基督徒的正常的生活，里面的喜乐能够流露出来，能够让人看见，能够影响周围的人。
I need to be reminded that I'm to be joyful.
我也常常会被提醒，我需要有喜乐。
How about you? Do you need reminders?
你们是不是也要被常常提醒我们里面要有喜乐？
And often we need to be reminded that the Word of God is our anchor.
我们知道我们常常要被提醒，真正的是神的话语成为我们里面的铆钉啊，在里面。
When we regularly read and regularly believe and regularly obey the word,
让我们如果常常的我们相信，我们也顺服神的话的话，
we will be alerted to God's will, God's warnings, and His corrections for us.
所以我们就会常常记住神的警告，神的教导和神所要给我们的旨意。
And drawing regular nutrition or food from God's word will help us live godly thoughts and attitudes and have actions.
所以我们如果真正的从神的话语，把神的话语作为我们的食物的话，我们真正能够从有一个敬畏的心，敬畏的行为出来。
How many of you already know this? Just nod your head.
我们有许多人都已经知道这个。
So it's a reminder.Not new teaching.
所以你知道，这个只是一个再一次的提醒我们，不是一个新的教导。
I want to acknowledge before we move ahead that I have received some very good help this time from the Living Application Bible.
所以我这次是从这个叫做叫生活这个版本，生活圣经版本那个里面对我的很大的帮助。
It helped me be more clear.In this message today,
因为它这个版本的圣经帮助我比较能够看得清楚这个腓立比书这里所要讲的。
So if you look at the outline that we have,
如果我们一起来看看这个提纲的话
，We're in the Jewish false Christians, Philippians 3:2, and I do this because I think if we can see the outline, it helps us.
因为如果我们看这个提纲的话，这里讲到犹太人当中的假基督徒。是在第三章第二节的时候。
As Paul moves around to different churches that he started,
保罗在他巡回在各地去他的教他所建立起来的帮助建立起来的教会的时候，他注意到。
He notices that sometimes attacks on the church come from the outside, and now it's coming from the inside.
因为他是注意到有些对教会的攻击不但只是从以前是从外界外面从教会外面但是也有从这个里面来的攻击
The Philippians are a young church
我们知道这个腓立比教会他们是还是一个比较年轻的教会
Paul's the founder and he loves them he knows them
因为保罗他是在那里帮助他们建立了这样的教会而且保罗非常的知道爱他们
and he knows that in this church that he loves have arisen false Jewish Christians,
因为他知道他所爱的这个教会里面会有这些犹太人的假基督徒在里面所搅扰。
And he calls them dogs and evil workers.
因为保罗在这里称这些假的犹太人的假的基督徒为犬类和作恶的。
Because they are adding to the conditions to become a Christian, they're adding some things to the gospel.
因为这些人他们在福音上面得救上面他们又另外加了对这个外邦人加了许多的其他的条件
So the false Jewish Christians inside the church are saying we believe for the Gentiles for the non-Jews they have to follow all of the Old Testament Jewish laws especially circumcision to be a real Christian
因为这些犹太人的假基督徒在教会里面说你外邦人如果要真正得救的话你们同样一样也要遵守所有旧约里面的所有的律法神所颁布的律法特别是其中包括那个割礼的事情
They believe it's what they did not which is keep the Jewish laws like circumcision that made them Christians rather than the free gift of grace that is given by Christ
因为这些假基督徒他们并不认为我们的从神耶稣基督得到的恩典使我们得救他们认为的乃是他们遵守犹太人的律法使得他们能够得救
People who want to become true Christians must believe and exercise faith trust in Christ Jesus as the only Son of God who forgives sins and gives salvation by grace through faith alone
因为我们真正在这里保罗所要讲的真正的得救是靠因信而称义因信得救
who might be the Judaizers of today?
那么我们现在如果应用到我们现在，那么我们谁是我们现在的犹太人当中的假基督徒呢？
Anyone who says that people must add something else to faith in order to become Christians follows a spirit of Judaizers.
所以在这里讲，就是说有人说，只要是在得救上面，除了如果他们说除了信相信还不够的话，还要加上一些其他的一些条件的话，这都是跟这些犹太人的假基督徒他们的灵是一样的灵。
And so you see, you have the false Christians that Paul's warning against. Now he's going to move over to define the true Christians.
So, 保罗，我们在这腓立比书看到保罗先是警告我们这些犹太人当中的假基督徒，然后下面他要叫我们看到真正的基督徒。
And in verse 3, he tells you these things. A true Christian is one who worships by the Spirit of God, because every Christian, every real Christian,has the Spirit of God dwelling inside of him.
所以第三节是这样讲，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体的。
And the true Christian is the one who glories in Christ Jesus alone and does not steal Christ's credit or glory by self-boasting.
因为真正的基督徒他是在夸主的荣耀，而不是去窃取主的荣耀，靠着自己的行为所做出来的，来窃取神的荣耀。
And a true Christian puts zero, no confidence in the flesh. In other words, no confidence in his human achievements.
所以真正的基督徒，他是不夸自己的任何肉体，他没有放到任何的认为他我们自己或者肉体能够行出义来。
Paul is teaching human achievements will never gain God's salvation, which is given by God's grace alone.
因为我们所有人的努力，我们所有自己靠自己的，是完全不能得到神所赐救恩。唯独神自己，他的恩典赐给我们救恩，才能使我们得救。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, in verse 4, if you look at that, it sounds like Paul is going to now start boasting about his achievements.
你在读到第四节的时候，好像是保罗有点在里开始有点在自夸自己。
It sounds like he's going to be boasting, but he's doing the exact opposite.
我们看上去好像他要自夸，但实际上他要做的完全相反。
Paul has very impressive credentials.
因为保罗确确实实，他从他自己来说，他有很许许多多的地方，他可以值得夸的。
His upbringing and his ethnicity, his nationality.
因为他自己的，包括他自己的出身啊，他自己的属于的部落。
His family background.
以及包括他家庭的来源。
His inheritance.
包括他所继承的。
His orthodoxy, how he does Judaism beautifully.
包括他是法利赛人。
His actions.
他所的热心的行为
，and his morality，
包括他的无可指责的他所活出来的行事为人。
And so if you look at five and six, he gives his credentials. They're very high credentials. They're very impressive to those who are in Judaism. Very impressive credential. The very best.
所以你真正看这个第五节和第六节，他所能够夸的确确实实确实是很高的，在当时来讲也是非常非常的高。
And so he says to the Judaizers, the ones who are preaching a false God, he says to them, if you want to play this game of comparing credentials, mine can beat yours.
所以他实际上是跟这些犹太人当中的假基督徒是这样说，你们如果要靠自己要夸自己的话，我的完全能够胜过你，我的完全都超过你。
And they know how impressive his achievements have been.
因为他们这些犹太人实际上也是知道保罗在这里所做的，所成就的。
He would be the top of his class in any theological studies. He would be the number one student easily.
所以保罗在他的同学当中、同类当中，他很容易就在他们的班级上面成为第一名。不管是神的理论也好，神学也好，各方面他都完全很容易的成为是第一名。
It sounds like he's boasting, but he is not. He's doing the opposite now.
听上去好像他是有点在自夸，他实际上他要做的正好相反。
In Acts 9, when you saw Jesus come to Saul, and he said, and he spoke to him, and Saul asked, who are you?
所以我们如果你在读使徒行传第九章的时候，那个时候，我们的主耶稣来光照这个保罗的时候，保罗当时开口就说，主啊，你是谁？
He said, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting. And then he took Saul's sight away. He couldn't see anymore.
所以那个耶稣就跟他说，我就是那你逼迫的耶稣。这个时候大光照的是这个保罗，他的眼睛都瞎了。
This was the turning point, the tipping point in Saul or Paul's life. God intersecting a life that is being lived on its own.
这也真是保罗的他或者扫罗他的一个转折点，也就是在这一点上面，神他我们主耶稣介入，是来把这个保罗180度的大转弯。
This very proud Pharisee Paul,
这个一个非常一个自夸的非常自豪的一个法利赛人。
He took great pleasure and pride in the verses hunting down the Christians and persecuting them, putting them in prison and killing them. He liked to do that.
所以那个保罗那时候非常的，他知道他所做的是为神所大发的热心。他说就把抓到处去抓基督徒，而且把他们关在监里，也杀害基督徒。
Because he saw Christians as false religious people.
因为他们保罗在保罗眼里这些基督徒都是一些需要被除掉的。
And he needed to be stopped. And Christ came and stopped him and turned his life around to serve Christ instead of to persecute him.
所以这个时候神我们的主耶稣基督他来介入，是把保罗180度转弯，使他的生命重新真正的走上一条侍奉神的道路。
So let me ask this question.
让我们来下面问一下你们有这样的一个问题。
What am I depending on?
我们所依靠真正所依靠的是什么？
Am I depending on my Christian parents?
我是不是靠我们的基督徒的父母亲？
Am I depending upon my church connections?
或者说我跟教会弟兄姐妹的关系？
Am I depending upon being a good person who works hard and does good things?
或者是我自己我们做好的事情，我们都传做好的工作？
And if those are all accomplishments, none of them can earn salvation. Because salvation is by grace alone.
所以我们真正要知道，我们靠着这些没有办法使得我们能够得到神的救恩，救恩唯独是从恩典来的。
So God and Paul are warning and counseling and giving us perspective on boasting, not on our achievements or anything or anyone, but boasting in Christ alone.
所以在这里讲到，我们靠着自己，我们所有的夸口没有任何地方对我们有任何的益处。我们如果要夸口的话，只有在主耶稣基督里夸口。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, let me say, how many of you have some way to balance your checkbook?
所以弟兄姐妹们，
your bank account. How many of you know how to balance your bank account?
我们当中哪些弟兄姐妹能够使我们的银行里面的收入支出都平衡？
My wife likes to do hers by hand in her check register.
我太太她是用只用手来做，她用手来做，使得出支平衡。
I'm thinking, yeah, but I use a program and it's really fast, it's really easy.
但是我呢可以用一些软件来做，而且又快又好。
My program is fast.
我所用的软件是非常的快。
My wife is very deliberate.
但是我太太呢，她写的一笔一画写得非常的清楚，非常仔细。
And because I love her,
因为我爱她。所以我就闭上我的嘴巴，不说任何话。
No words about my way is better than yours.
我不会一定会说他我的方法比你的方法要好。
Zipping the lip.
所以将我的嘴巴紧紧的闭住。
We have found that is one of the great secrets of our grandchildren. That when we go to visit them and we see something that we would like to change, we go to the parents.
包括我们一样，我们去啊看望我们的孙辈子啊、孙辈啊、孙子儿女的时候，我们看见他们一些地方，我们真是很想纠正他们，但是我们紧紧地闭着我们嘴，特别对他父母亲，我们不说任何话。
Four grandkids, four parents. The parents are smarter than the children.
我们知道，我们有四个啊这样的孙儿孙女，也有四个啊他们的父母亲。
The parents are following Christ in their own faith.
因为这父母亲他们也非常的聪明，他们也是一样跟随主。
Yes, there might be a word to speak if they ask us.
当然了，他们如果真的要问我们的话，我们会啊跟他们讲。
Other than that, two things.、Mm-hmm.
要不然的话，我们最好把嘴巴闭上。
And pray privately.
但是我们为他们啊在暗中的祷告。
For what we see as needing changes.
啊，就是啊，让我们来看到神在里面做工。
I'm sure all of us have stories of mistakes we have made. For those of us who have graduated, mistakes we have made by opening mouth and talking too early.
我相信我们当中我们许多都有这样的经验。有的时候我们的嘴巴太快，我们的出口太快，所以造成了一些啊，使得我们处在了紧况啊，比较拘谨的状态当中。
Balancing our checkbooks.
我们常常记账的话，在我们记账的时候。
Paul's now going to give us something, gains and losses.
在保罗也讲到这个，也是用这个算法来算的时候，我们有得和有失。
Profits and losses.
我们能够有盈利，也有损失。
He's going to give us the lesson now that he has learned about what really profits and what is going to be a loss.
所以保罗在这里也是教导我们看告诉我们什么是真正的得利，什么是真正的损失。
When it comes to credentials or success or human achievements, he says, that is the wrong game to play.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，如果我们在夸我们自己所成就的、所达到的一些的成就，这是一个非常错误的。
The wrong game because anything I have achieved,If I use that to try to gain salvation or favor, I will lose in the transaction.
因为真正保罗在这说，如果靠着我自己所努力所挣来的，所努力所成功得来的，能够换取这个救恩的话，这是一个完完全全错的，我是得到完全亏损。
This is the bag that the funeral home gave to me when we had our mother's ashes to bring home.To bury. This is the one they gave me.
所以这是一个袋子，是从这个我们做做母亲的追思礼拜之后，他们给我们这个包来装母亲的骨灰盒的。
See, it's not red. It's not the color of happiness.
这个这个、颜色当然不是红颜色，好像是给我们是一个很高兴的颜色。
So I'm just carrying my illustrations today.
我今天用它来带着一些我要给大家看的一些展品。
This is a board game called Trivial Pursuits.
这是一个拼图的一个拼图版，它的名字叫做Trivial Pursuits， 应该是怎么样
？It could be Monopoly.
所以这个里面也可以是同样的拼版的话，也可以是大富翁哈，大富翁的拼图。
It could be Scrabble.
也可以是一些其他的一些拼图。
And this one's called Trivial Pursuits.
所以这个是讲的另外一套这个拼图版。
Trivial Pursuits, that which really isn't important.
所以关于这个东西本身来讲并不是很重要。
So I'm going to pursue, this is the game called Trivial Pursuits. So you open up the board game and you open it up and you get it out there and you got the whole board going and...You know what? So we got that, and then I won't bring it all out. So we're going to play the game. And Paul says, I am not going to play the game of credentials. I'm not going to show you how much. Or I'm going to show you, but I'm not boasting. Okay?
所以假设我们如果需要玩这个游戏的话，我们把这个拼板图这个底板先打开来。但是我们知道保罗在这讲，我们不是跟你来玩这方面的游戏，来吹捧我们自己。
So if I were to try to make it applicable to my, I would say, in trivial pursuits, I would take my university degrees out. I would bring my degrees and I put them out here as my achievements.
所以我们在玩这游戏的时候，假设我们要把我们所成就的啊东西拿出来的话，比如说我在大学的毕业证书拿出来放在上面的话
，Okay, and then maybe I'll take out some certificates, maybe of my work and how someone said that I did a good job. So I'll bring those out, okay?
另外，他说我呢就可以把我在工作中所得到的啊这些奖状，我也可以拿出来放在当中。
This one I like because it's from Dr. Taylor.For the work that we were doing in mainland China when we were teaching English over the summer. So I like this certificate because I value his opinion.
所以这刚才这个奖状我收到了，实际上我非常喜欢，这是因为我在中国在通过这个组织内地会组织的时候在里面教英文，在中国国内教英文的时候是那个戴勒博士给他的这个奖状。
Now some of you say, "Oh, Brother Andrews is starting to boast."
你们当中也可能有在想，你看，那个 Dick Andrews 现在他有点在自吹了。
Paul looks like he's boasting, but he's going to show you he's really not boasting, and I'm trying not to boast, although I'm proud of some things.
也是我也是一样，跟保罗一样，我看上去保罗好像有点是在自吹，实际上是正好相反。
Okay, so if I were to list my achievements.I might put in some of the things that I have written and that has been published. Okay, so I'm glad to do that. So I put it in my box as my achievements.
所以如果讲再要再吹一点的话，就包括我在一些著作作品，我也现在把它拿出来晾在那里。
And Paul's very very grateful for his heritage, his family, and also I would pick out my mom.My mother is in the Music Hall of Fame in Hawaiian Music. Okay.
像保罗一样的，他也对他的出身，他的讲的非常自豪。那么同样一样，我也是一样，我把我母亲她所得到的一个名人录，是在音乐界方面所得到的一个她被列入名人堂里面一样的一张这个奖状。拿出来。
I'm very proud of her. She was a composer and a writer of music, and they recorded her music.I'm very pleased for that, and I'm going to put it in my box of achievements.
我对我母亲所能得到成就也非常的自豪。她是一个作家，作曲的作家，她有出了许多的好的作品，所以我也一样把她的这个奖状我也放在这盒子里面。
And of course, I'm very proud of my family, so I'll put some pictures in my brother, my siblings.
同样一样，我对我的家庭也非常的自豪。我把我的弟兄姐妹的照片也放在这里面。
And then I put some pictures. I didn't bring all of them. Too many. And so I bring a picture of my grandchildren. Okay.
所以如果我照片上确实很多很多，那我也拿了一些我不能全部拿来，我拿了一些我的那个孙儿孙女的照片一起也拿过来。
And I'm proud of this. Honorable discharge from the Marine Corps, 6 years of service. Like your husband putting in his time. I'm proud to have been in the Marine Corps and proud to have been.Honorably discharged. I put that in my bank of achievements.
另外一张是一个证书，是我在海军美国海军陆战队里面服役了6年，而且得到了荣誉退役证书。
If Paul plays this game, you can see what he's going to put in his box in verses 5 and 6, and he says, he doesn't say it, but the implication: bring your achievements, we'll match. Mine will beat yours.That's what he's saying. I have it. I am the top gun.
所以在第六节里面，如果保罗实际上他意思就是说，我有这些东西，我可以夸的。你把你的也拿出来，我的一定能够超过你。
And you say, Paul is not Chinese.
你会在这里想这样，保罗他毕竟不是中国人。
He's not humble.
他不谦卑哈，但保罗那么不谦卑。
But you know what he's going to do now.He's going to do the opposite by showing you all of his achievements.
他保罗实际上他在这里把他说能够自夸的东西能够成就的拿出来看的话，实际上他想要做真正要做的达到的意思完全跟这个自吹相反。
And this is what he does. He says, "Everything I have that I value and I achieve, everything I have, when the game is over."Everything's going to go back in the box, and I'm going to have to shut the cover and leave it.
所以保罗他真的意思说，所有这些成就，所有这些奖状，等我们这个游戏结束了之后， 完全要放回盒子里面去，盖住，再也不去提它了。
Everything I have achieved, no matter how great, cannot earn me salvation in Christ.
所以真正的，所以这些东西它不能使我得到神的救恩。
And so, over here, and I wish I had, here is the cross of Christ. Here's the cross.
所以我在这里讲，假设我们这里就是啊，主耶稣的十字架。
Paul says, my gains, I really believe they are losses. He calls them rubbish. In fact, he calls them worse than rubbish in Greek. He calls them what dogs and cats leave behind on sidewalks.
所以保罗在这里所讲的，所以他 所得到的成就这些东西，他都轻看，作为所有的东西作为有损的。而且他要按照里面希腊语所讲的话的话，就我们中文翻译成就是当作粪土一样。
All of my achievements which cannot earn salvation is a loss compared to knowing Christ.
所以真正的讲，如果和认识主耶稣相比的话，我自己所成就的，自己所自夸的东西，这些东西只能使我是亏损的。
Knowing Christ is the number one.An imperishable relationship that I am going to win. He's going to win. I am not going to lose if I trust him.
所以真正的我要相信主的话，我们真正的认识我们主耶稣基督为至宝的话，这是我们得到真正的救恩的啊关键。
So brothers and sisters, what would you put in your box?
所以弟兄姐妹们，像这个盒子里面啊，你们会放一些什么东西进到这个盒子里面呢？
What have you done that really is an achievement and that you worked hard and you got that, but you really are in danger of letting it become the number one important? What would you put in your box today?
所以什么东西你要忘到这个盒子里面，同样一样放一些你所成就的东西，你所感觉到自豪的东西的话，这是确实是会比较危险的，使得我们和救恩这方面就有损。
I don't know what you would put, but every one of us has things that we consider great achievements, but they will never earn us salvation in Christ.
但是我虽然不知道你们每一个人啊是放了什么东西，但我知道你们一定有东西啊可以值得放到这个盒子里面。但是这些东西和我们的救恩啊神相比的话，是完全是一个亏损。
So if we look at true righteousness, 3:9, I think we have that. If we look at what is true righteousness then, what is not false, what is not temporary, what is the true righteousness? And he explains it in verse 9.
所以在三章第九节里面特别讲到什么是真正的公义呢，而不是我们刚才讲的盒子里面这些东西呢。
True righteousness is receiving right standing with God.By trusting Christ as Savior.
所以讲到这里讲到第九节真正讲到真正的公义就是在他的里面不是有自己的律法而得的，乃是靠着信耶稣基督的义信神而得来的。
My dad, who was not a Christian for most of his life, he and I used to share.He liked the way that I explained the Bible, so he gave me permission to read anything in the Bible and share it with him. I really appreciated that.
所以我的父亲他是在他晚年的时候才信主的，但是他很愿意我跟他知道，他知道我常常在教圣经，所以他也很愿意我跟他一起分享圣经。
And my dad would do this. He said, okay, I can face God tonight. I said, really?Really? Okay. Because I have a lot of good deeds. I have more good deeds than bad deeds.
所以我父亲常常会有一天晚上，他说，我现在可以面对我去见主，他说为什么呢？因为我已经我做了很多好的事情，对吧？
Lots of people do that.
很多人就说因为我做了很多的好的事情。
I can meet Christ. I can meet God. I have a lot of good deeds.And I don't have too many bad ones, so I'm good.
所以我们常常讲，许多人也这样说我很好，我可以去见主，我可以去见耶稣，因为我做了许许多的好的工作比较差的呢很少很少。
I said, Dad, I love you.
我这样常讲说，爸爸，我很爱你。
If you do that, you've created a new plan of salvation.
如果你这样做的话呢，你靠自己的话，你是真是好像走到了另外一个方面，是你自己来得到这个救恩。
And there's no other plans except Christ alone by faith.
因为你知道我们在这个地上我们没有其他的路，唯一的路就是主耶稣基督。
And later, Christians, myself, spoke into my dad's life.
后来啊，有弟兄姐妹给他传福音，将神的话语进入他的心。
And he saw it.
他的眼睛被打开，他看见了。
And he confessed his sins.
他在这里也正是忏悔他的罪。
And he received Christ as Savior, and then made him Lord for the last two or three years of his life.
所以在他后啊晚年的后面几年。他称耶稣基督为他的主，他也蒙救。
He received right standing with God by faith in Christ alone.
所以我们真正的信就是和主耶稣在一起，单单的和主耶稣在一起。
So Christ alone forgives our sins, and He exchanges our lives for His perfect righteousness. It's a very good trade.
所以真正的改变是主耶稣他。为我们成就了他义，而且他改变我们的生命，让我们成为真正的义。
Paul gives up everything. He does. He gives up his family, his freedom, his access to his many friends, because he believes that Christ alone will stand the time of test and eternity.
所以对于保罗来说，他放弃了所有的一切，包括朋友、家庭，所以唯独的他要以追求主耶稣为至宝。
Brothers and sisters, let's go to the last one. Let me conclude with this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们来到最后一段，让我们来做一个总结。
Paul is now going to have, he's going to say some things, and I want to ask us if we can look at this in order to apply what he's saying.
所以我们要看看保罗在这里，按照一个个顺序，我们来看保罗要在这里向我们所说的。
Paul could determine.His main purpose in life as knowing Christ intimately.
所以保罗在这里他可以列为对他是一生中最重要的是认识基督，而且是使他能够与他亲密。
And God has given us free will to determine what is the most important priority in my life. What is it?
如果你有自己的自由意志，你要去选择的话，什么是你或者我生命当中最最重要的事情？
And as we choose to follow Christ regularly and deeply with the Holy Spirit's help, we will become more intimate with Him. We will know Him better, and of course, He knows us completely.
如果我们已经坚定说我们要跟随这个主，每一天而且时时常常一直跟随的话，我们就会与主耶稣有这样一个很亲密的关系。
And Paul says, if we will unite with Christ, we increase our potential to experience the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
所以我们在这保罗在这里讲，如果我们是跟主耶稣在一起的话，一直在一起的话，我们会也尝受到他复活的大能。
This same resurrection power is ours as we walk with Christ and are intimate with Him. That's power for us, resurrection power, to live it in our lives.
所以这样的复活大能是当我们紧紧的和主耶稣基督同行的时候，而且是很亲密的、密切的同行的时候，我们同样会经历到他的复活的大能。
And in having His power in us to help us live,
如果我们有他这样的复活的大能在我们里面，让我们活出来的话
，then we can share Christ's suffering as He works with people。
让我们真正知道，我们能够真正的明白主他所为我们所承受的所有的苦难，为的是要拯救我们这些人。
Brothers and sisters, if everything that I put here and more that I left at home was designed to make my life comfortable,
所以这些东西我带来的东西，包括还有许多东西在家里面的，都是让我们的生活好像很舒适安逸。
If I designed it or did it to be known by people, to be famous, if you like, or well known,
如果我的目的真正这些东西，我是真是想让别人都知道我的话，我成为著名的人的话。
If security was my goal.
如果真正我要得到这个安全保障的话，是成为我的真正的人生的目的的话，
I'm going to avoid suffering.
所以我会避过躲过许许多多的苦难。
I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to be with others when they're pain. I don't want to be there because it's not comfortable for me.
对我自己来讲，我不愿意受苦难。包括当别人受苦难的时候，我一样，我也不愿意跟他和受苦难的人在一起，因为我想远离这些这苦难的事情。
Paul, who's in prison, chained to a guard, knows he's probably going to lose his life. They're going to execute him. They know that. He knows that.
当保罗在被关在监里和那个罗马兵丁锁在一起的时候，他自己也知道他可能就要被砍头。
But we are taught he's not afraid because he's rejoicing in Christ because Christ is his goal. Christ is his Lord. Christ is the ultimate priority in his life. So he's not afraid to face death even though he's innocent.
所以保罗他并不惧怕，他里面有喜乐，因为他知道认识主耶稣为他之至宝，一生的目的就在里面。虽然他知道他会被杀，但是他知道他的真正的目标所要得到的就是主耶稣基督为至宝。
And so Paul shares that we cannot know Christ's victory through resurrection without personally applying the crucifixion to our lives.
所以保罗在这讲，我们不能够真正的完全明白主耶稣他的复活大能在十字架上所成就的，除非我们跟他一同受苦，一同定。
So you finish it for me. I have been crucified with. Paul says that.
所以我们也可以在这里同样的一样，就是保罗在这里讲的一样，我们晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I'm gonna let God kill.That which competes with Christ, I'm going to let him do that.
所以让神来挪去我们一些自夸的东西，我们自己以为可以依靠的东西，让我们的专心定睛仰望在主耶稣的身上。
And when I have been crucified with Christ, is becoming a regular choice. We will not run away from dying to ourselves and dying to our agendas and dying to our wills. And for husbands.Dying to ourselves in order to love our wives, just as Christ loved the church.
所以，当我们真正的和主耶稣他的死有份的时候，在一起的时候，我们才能够让我们在每天的生活中所经历的是我们的自己的老我的一个一个一个的死去，一点一点的死去。特别如果特别讲到做丈夫的话，也是一样。我们因着爱妻子的缘故，我们愿意放下自己。
And the Holy Spirit.Will start transforming us more and more from one degree of Christ likeness to another. He will start transforming us so that the changes we see will be real and they will be God produced.
所以我们正是当圣灵在我们做工的时候，圣灵的改变我们，让我们心意更新而变化，使得我们能够真正的生命被改变，而来荣耀他。
The real change will come from Holy Spirit transformation.
所以我们里面真正的生命的改变是能够使我们的整个的身体一样得到改变。
I have to share this as I am. You'll like this.
我下面一点我一定要跟你们讲。
I was in an editing team with Chinese, Chinese Mandarin speaking and English speaking recently.
所以我最近实际上在参加一个小组，在一起在编译翻译这个从中文到英文里面的翻译。
We're all married, and so we were talking about loving our wives.
所以我们实际上我们这些人都是结婚的，我们特别里面强调我们要爱我们的妻子。
And a Chinese brother asked me, he asked us, "Do you know what Chinese men do if they want to say they're sorry?"
所以有一个是讲中文的弟兄，他问我，他说：“你知道不知道，如果我们中国人里面讲，我们想跟妻子说道歉的话，是怎么说的？”
Now when a Chinese person speaking on behalf of the Chinese culture says it, I'm safe.
所以，因为我刚才讲这些话，不是我讲的，是讲中文的他们自己讲中文的来讲这个话是怎么讲的。
If you were to ask me what do the Angles or Caucasians, I'd say, oh, maybe chocolates.Or flowers, or cards, something like that.
所、okay? 以、so, 如果你问我我们讲英文的里面讲我们要道歉的话是怎么样的？有可能送一个巧克力，或者送个花，或者有可能送个车。 作为道歉。卡片是吧 ？Card。对不起，是卡片，不是车。
He said it, not me.
嗯。
And this is what the Chinese brother said Chinese husbands do if they want to say I'm sorry.
如果这是下面就是那个讲中文的那个弟兄说，是怎么跟太太说道歉
？How many of you think you know the answer?
在我讲之前，有多少人大概知道这个答案的是什么？他要说的是什么
？I have lived and worked 800 days in mainland China.So I know a little bit about Chinese culture. I have 6% Chinese blood, but that means I only know a little bit.
所以我在中国工作有800天，对吧？当然我还我了解到一些中国的文化背景，包括我还有6%的这个血液是中国人的血液。
My Chinese brother said in the hearing, he said, if a Chinese husband wants to say I'm sorry to his wife.He goes and washes the dishes.
他说，如果这个中国人的做中国人的丈夫，他跟他太太说道歉的话，实际上他就是到厨房去洗碗去。
True, true, true.
是不是这样？是不是这样啊？是不是这样
？I'm just going to take him at his word.
我相信他讲的是对的。
My wife started laughing.
所以我妻子会在那里笑，在那里笑。因为她知道我是非常非常喜欢洗碗的、洗盘的。
I love to wash dishes if she will leave the room and I can wash them in my own time and in my own way.
所以她想知道我洗盘子的时候是。我希望他不在，然后我按照我自己的方式、自己的时间来洗这样的碗。
When I'm not walking in the spirit and my wife comes back and tries to help me,
当我如果不是与圣灵同在的话，我在洗碗的时候，我如果妻子进来的话
，I say, dear, if you want to do the dishes, then again.
如果他进来的话，我就会跟他说，亲爱的，如果你想洗的话，你就洗，我就走了。
What is this about? It's about walking with the Lord.
这是关于我们什么呢？是我们怎样与神同行
？And loving Him so intimately.
所以我们跟他真是有这样亲密的关系。
That when it comes time to say I'm sorry.
如果我们真正到了需要我们说我们对不起、道歉的时候
，He will help me say it and mean it.
所以他会帮助我会大胆的说，而且真正的有这个道歉的意思。
My wife needs to hear the words sometimes.
我的妻子需要常常听到这样的话。
She can get clean dishes by putting the dishes in the dishwasher.
因为她要真正要洗碗的话，她可以把这所有的碗筷都放在这洗碗机里。
For my wife, it's not about clean dishes.
对她来讲，她并不需要额外的帮助，对她洗碗来说没有任何的问题。
It's about the Spirit of God living in me so that I can walk with Christ in such a way.That when I need forgiveness or when I do need to say I'm sorry, I can do it in Christ.
所以真是让我跟神完全的同行，真是让神在里面做工。真我需要能够要这样的勇气去说道歉的话。
Jesus teaches us clearly that if we try to save our lives for ourselves,
因为耶稣特别讲到这话，如果我们要为了我们自己救我们自己的性命的话。
We will lose our lives on ourselves.
因为我们实际上是会丢掉我们的生命。
But if we lose our life for His sake and the gospel,
如果我们是为主耶稣基督和福音而丢失我们丧我们的命的话
，we will gain and we will live and we will please God.
我们会真正的得到生命，我们和与神同在。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
说亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在主里的弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends and visitors,
我们许多的朋友和一些来访的朋友们
，Please do not just watch Christ as a spectator.
所以请一定不要好像站在旁边在观看我们的主耶稣基督
，without entering into more fully loving Him intimately.
真是让我们能够跟他有一个深深的爱的关系，跟他很接近的关系。
encouraging those of us who are believers to commit ourselves on a deeper level to loving Christ.
是让我们弟兄姐妹真是一个达到一个和主耶稣的关系是非常亲密的关系。
God knows and assures each of us that we will never have a more perfect lover than Jesus Christ.
因为神知道我们在我们周围，我们没有任何一个人的爱能爱我们超过主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.